The New South Wales government says it's been forced to introduce a cap on water buybacks in the New South Wales portion of the Murray-Darling Basin because the Commonwealth has ignored its concerns. The state ministerial order comes into effect today, limiting Commonwealth buybacks to 3% per valley per decade. The New South Wales Primary Industries Minister, Katrina Hodgkinson, says the cap won't adversely affect the federal government's plan to return water to the Murray-Darling Basin, provided it backs up its promise to fund water-saving projects. Katrina Hodgkinson has been speaking to AM's Lindy Kerin.
The 3% limit that we've introduced by ministerial order today still allows the Commonwealth room to purchase some more New South Wales water licences, in fact more than 200 gigalitres. The limit's going to apply at the catchment level to make sure that one area doesn't wear greater impacts proportionally than another. But the cap will ensure that further buybacks aren't occurring in an unconstrained way to the detriment of rural communities. And the issue has always been about the impacts on rural communities of significant water licence buybacks. The Commonwealth, of course, maintains that irrigators are happy to sell their licences to them, and that's obvious because, you know, individual irrigators sell their licences are compensated through the purchase price, but those other people, businesses and services that depend on that irrigation production are not. So, look, this is something that we did make very clear last year that we would be doing. We issued a statement in November to say that we would be introducing a ministerial order under Section 71Z of the Water Management Act 2000, the New South Wales legislation, that we would be doing this today. And this will be in effect until the plan comes into effect in the middle of next year.
And as you mentioned, you raised this possibility of this cap at the end of last year. What sort of reaction are you expecting from the government that you've gone through with it?
I've informed the Commonwealth personally. We've obviously had regular meetings with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority and all the basin states over the past couple of years. And I've been very clear to the Commonwealth that I wanted this written into the plan. That didn't happen. We made it very clear also in our submission to the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. The New South Wales government submission was very comprehensive, and it included a section on this and that we needed to see a cap on buybacks. Look, we believe very strongly that we should have water savings, and we believe the best way to go about that, first up, is through infrastructure projects. And we have identified several infrastructure projects which will result in significant water savings. But it took getting funding out of the Commonwealth for infrastructure projects to date has been extremely difficult. It's been an agonisingly slow process. It took 4 years for the Commonwealth to agree to fund four New South Wales projects that were part of a commitment made back in 2008. And those projects have only just commenced. I guess history shows the Commonwealth hasn't got any real commitment to infrastructure projects over buyback. And buyback is the simplest and most convenient and possibly the laziest option for the government. So what New South Wales wants to see is a real undertaking from the Commonwealth to fund and to implement infrastructure and environmental works and measures to meet the remaining recovery targets.
The New South Wales Primary Industries Minister, Katrina Hodgkinson, speaking to Lindy Kerin. The Federal Water Minister, Tony Burke, is on leave and unavailable for comment.